There is a great deal that we can yet cooperate on and do better on.
In his recent visit to New Delhi, Secretary of State John Kerry said India could play a key role in Afghanistan's future. India has already provided more than $2 billion for Afghanistan's development. This sounds positive from Afghanistan's perspective, but India's involvement in Afghanistan makes its next-door neighbor Pakistan somewhat uncomfortable. Oqab Malik of Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
If you're Pakistan and you see a state that you've been at war with for the last 65 years, in essence, yeah, although a limited war at times and a cold war at other times, but at war, actual hot wars, coming into the country next door to you, you're going to see that as a threat.
Instability in Afghanistan can be a threat to security in neighboring Pakistan. But in recent years, Indian interests in Afghanistan have been targets of terror attacks. Therefore, analysts like Venda Felba Brown think India may be interested in the broader security of Afghanistan.
The Indian embassy was a target of attacks. Many Indian diplomats died. So it's only appropriate that India is interested in its broader security environment and a place that has been a source of threat.
There is little disagreement in Washington that Afghanistan needs support from both India and Pakistan for its stability. Cooperation between the two countries on Afghanistan would be even better.
Mutual economic projects would be good. I think that could be a workable solution.
Analysts stress that another major step toward achieving peace in the region is ensuring that India and Pakistan do not support any groups inside Afghanistan.
At the end of the day, both countries have an interest in a stable Afghanistan that is not a platform for terrorist attacks.
Regional experts agree that neighboring countries will play an important role in Afghanistan's future. But they say, in the long term, it's the Afghans themselves who are responsible for their own country. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.